Okay, we are now reconvening the open session of the Thomas Edison Charter School Governing Board meeting on March 12th, 2024 at 6:51 p.m. Present are Olivia Kirkham,
James Lyman,
Corey Joe,
Lindsay Fowers,
Ryan Reeves,
Jeff Mason.
Okay. I move that we renew the contract as principal for Melanie Kirk. Let's go ahead and do that one first.
I second that.
Okay, motion by Olivia, second by James. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay, that motion passes unanimously. And then Brad Larson has been serving as a co-principal this year. I move that in the coming year, Brad serve as the principal of Thomas Edison North.
I second that.
Okay, motion by Olivia, second by Corey. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay, that motion passes unanimously. Okay, let's move to the principal reports.
Go first.
Sure. If I can find it, give me just a minute. All right. It's at the back.
Page 23.
So strategic outcomes, number 6. Just with this time of year, it's something that's on our minds a little bit. Our numbers are a little down from last year, but not much, by like 6 students. So that's very within norms, I would say. But we are at 484 of 504. So there's room for growth there, but not anything to be concerned with at this point. A lot of this... you can read at your own leisure. Going over, there's been a lot of things that have been happening at the school. We've been having a good time. There's a lot of good things. The class parties and things in December, because we didn't have the meeting in January. There was the parent organization fundraiser. There's a teacher hiring, which I'll talk about later when we get to that portion. We're in the middle of the battle of books. Science fairs happened and is going to happen. Today was the Young Writers and Artists Fest. We had a student participate in the regional script spelling bee. Just a lot of really good and neat things going on. And you can go into the details of it at your leisure. I won't go into the minutia of it.
Great.
I'm actually just going to talk about one thing because it's not great news. So with our numbers, our current enrollment stands at 687, and we've lost 35 students just this year to moving outside of the Valley. Okay. So it's not even anything that's that we can control. So not very happy about that. Our enrollment projections for fall of 2025 currently indicate that we have 683 students. But looking at our numbers, we have 30 openings in kindergarten still. That's, like, really bad news. We need to fill at least 20 plus of those, just because obviously we want our baseline for our students in kindergarten to be able to build as we go up. We know there's natural attrition as we move up, but we've got to build that baseline.
Yeah.
So we are going to bust our tails to see if we can fill that kindergarten. So numbers are not, I mean, they're fine. We're not going to, like, not have school or anything, but we do need to fill some numbers there. So that's my biggest thing that I just wanted to throw out there, so we can go to, you can read the other stuff. It's all good
stuff.
Did
it get put in?
It's all in.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, thank you. Let's do vendor and personnel requests. We'll start again with Brad.
Okay. We don't have any vendors at this time. There are a few things that we're looking into. Roof of all the wonderful things, and just there's a few things that we're looking into, but nothing at this point as far as vendor personnel. We have had Oakley Anderson as our fourth grade teacher. She is not returning next year for good reasons, for fantastic reasons, and we're excited for her. So to fill that position, we are actually going to move Melissa Pettit, one of our fifth grade teachers, to fill her position in fourth grade. And then we would like to hire Tammy King, which many of you will know, because she served as a governing board member, to be our new fifth grade teacher. She has taught classes in lots of different places, even up at USU, taught English. That's her background. And she's done a lot of neat things and will bring a lot of experience to us. She will need to get certified as a teacher, but we have a fantastic crew that will help make sure that that happens. And just the personality of who Tammy is, we're confident that as she comes in, she will be an immediate asset to our program.
She'll be amazing.
Agree.
Yeah.
Okay, I move that we approve Tammy King for North Campus fifth grade teacher.
Second.
Motion by Olivia, second by Corey. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Brian. And Jeff?
I think Jeff said the same time as Lindsay.
Okay. All right, that motion passes unanimously. Okay, go ahead, Maylani.
Okay, so this year we are losing three teachers. We have Katie McKay is retiring. She's been with us for a long, long time, since pretty much the beginning. And we're also losing Steve Kropp, who is our art teacher. He's retiring as well. So two teachers retiring, and then we're losing first grade teacher Haley, who had a baby, and she's moving to Salt Lake to be closer to family. So we'd like to hire Ashley Roy, who is a brand new USU graduate. She's absolutely darling. She has a BA in elementary education and a minor in sign language. She earned the Dean's Scholarship for Academic Excellence, and she is just eager, fun, energetic. We think she's going to be a great addition to our first grade team. And then some of you may know Rob Davis. He was an art teacher for us 4 years ago and was with us for almost, I think, 9 years. Mm-hmm. And he left to take a job as a graphic arts designer at Fox Pest Control and has since decided that we are way cooler. I would like to rehire him as a full-time arts teacher. He'll do two middle school classes and mostly fourth and fifth grade and a few other things. So I plan to move an in-house person into the music position that Katie will be leaving, and then I need to hire a PE teacher. So I'll get to those later when we fill those positions. But the two that I'm asking to be approved tonight are Ashley Roy for first grade and Bob Davis for art.
Okay. I move that we approve Ashley Roy and Rob Davis as new hires on South Campus.
I second that.
Okay, motion by Olivia, second by James. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay, all right, that motion passes unanimously. Okay, unless there are any objections, I move that we adjourn. Okay, this meeting stands adjourned at 6:59 p.m.
Wow.